You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
And moving on to our final story for today. Yesterday, it was announced that Lordstone Energy will be starting 5 solar power farms in the North Island. Once fully up and running, it will be able to power 55,000 households. The company has gained $300 million of funding from private investors, with 500 hectares of farmland having been purchased for the project. Alongside the land being used to farm solar energy, the land will also be used to farm dairy, with the solar panels lifted above the cow levels. The company's director of development, Daniel Cunningham, spoke to our reporter, James Tapp.
First off, I wanted to start off by asking, why solar? Why not one of the other renewable energy sources available in New Zealand?
Yeah, so solar is a sort of a unique resource for the New Zealand market in that it hasn't been really developed to the same extent as wind, geothermal, or hydro. So there's a natural gap in the market, and as New Zealand becomes 100% renewable, it's going to require sort of using all of the available resources, including the power of the sun.
So how does a development like this, because solar has not been as utilized as much in New Zealand, how does this impact the power industry in New Zealand?
Yeah, so we'll be adding adding power into the wholesale market just like any other grid-scale generator. But I think the more important thing is that we're looking at retail solutions to help solar reach the masses of the retail market. So, you know, tenants in households or apartment dwellers who previously haven't had access to solar power will potentially get access to solar power directly from our farms.
So with your farms, you've got hundreds of hectares of farms which are going to have solar panels. How complicated was it to set this up?
Yeah, it's not a trivial matter to put together a new generation company. And because we are going to be sort of long-term owners and operators of these plants in the market, there's been quite an extensive amount of engineering and sort of market development work that's been taken over the last 18 months. So they're not simple projects put together, but solar is also a relatively easy plant to construct. It feels much more like a flat pack furniture in its construction than a traditional power plant, which might require thousands of labor hours for welding or sort of complicated on-site activities.
So with your these solar farms, you're also using the land for farmland. Is this type of development something we could see expand across New Zealand as we have a huge amount of farmland?
Certainly, yeah. I think one of the amazing things about developing solar in the New Zealand context is that obviously land is a relatively scarce resource, and certainly the good flat agricultural land that we're going to be utilizing for solar farms is a scarce resource. And so in order to maximize the value of that land, maintaining the agricultural use in and around the solar panels has sort of been a paramount design criteria. And so right from the outset, we've looked at various technologies that are sort of recently available to allow us to continue to use the land in and around the solar panels for pretty intensive agricultural use.
Okay, and so this has only just been announced today, but is there anything more in the pipeline?
Yeah, so I guess the two things that are coming down the pipe are going to be obviously continued growth in the solar market. These are our first 5 farms, but certainly we see there being a long-term opportunity to continue to develop solar in New Zealand, as well as opportunities for partnerships with independent retailers to help get this solar power directly to consumers, sort of as it's being built.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.